right. This is the Willing to Go Ham podcast. Figured I'd do something a little different. Figured I'd make a podcast while I'm watching the beach, sitting out here chilling, you know. And it feels good. It feels great to be out here. You know, this isn't just me talking. Obviously, you guys can hear the waves talk too. You know what I'm saying? You can hear the waves, listen to the waves, and the water beneath my toes and the sand beneath my toes. This is kind of fire, I'm not gonna lie. So this is kind of a last minute trip, kind of sort of. Well, I wouldn't say last minute, it's more so like an impromptu trip, man. My brother, he's turning 21 in a couple of days, and figure we celebrate the time that, you know, being 21 and not spending time in cold-ass Kansas City, right? Because you guys, you hear those waves, right? Those, it's not just me talking. It's these waves talking to y'all too, man, okay? You know, that's what you guys can hear. But, so obviously if you guys haven't been out of the country, right? First of all, get your passports. Got to get your passport. That's very important, okay? When you get your passport, you go to Mexico, you go to the Dominican Republic. I'll be honest, I think I might be done with white women, man. I really think so. I really believe that because I don't know. I haven't really fared well with them. Obviously, I say that jokingly, you know, but part of me is kind of serious. I mean, how cool would that be to have a kid that's bilingual, you know what I'm saying, that speaks Spanish? Oh, man. That's a dream within itself. You know what I'm saying? I'm just looking around now, man. Look at all this. Like, dude, just ass all out, man. Out here in Mexico. But, nah. I mean, I don't know, man. I'm not going to subject myself to, like, cutting off a specific color of woman. Or, you know, if we vibe, we vibe. But I'm very tempted to, like, really marry one of these chicks and take them back home. And just make, you know, black. Just make some Blexican babies, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, it's been fun, it's been awesome. And if you guys know me, you know, obviously I take a lot of pride in the work that I do. So much so, I almost believe that I didn't believe to come here. I didn't believe that I deserved to be here. I don't know, it's just, maybe it's a 9-to-5 mentality type thing, but sometimes you kind of have to unplug and disengage from the world for a little bit, you know, and I'm glad that I did, because I heard that the snow and the cold in KC is so bad. I heard it's bad. So listen to the, hold on, just listen. Yeah, you hear those waves? Yeah. So, yeah, anyways, the resort that we're at is Riu. We're at the Riu Cancun. I've had a blast every time I've been here. This is my second time coming here, actually. Other times I've been, I've been to the Riu Dominican Republic. But Cancun, I think it's fun. And, you know, whenever you're here in Cancun, we're downtown, like we're near the city. So, you know, there's a lot to do, and please, you know, and honestly, they'll smack the shit out of you out here if you're not careful. Hard shell tacos really are not a thing here. Like, they're not. You got to get yourself some corn tortilla tacos, man. It's just immaculate. You know what I'm saying? The food here is great. The food on the resort is pretty good too. I will say that the food, it's not half bad. I like it a lot. Did I talk about the women again? I think I should. I will again at some point, but just want to get back to the culture part of it. I love it here. And I just found out I was doing a lot of, my brother knows the currency here. Don't know how, but maybe because he took Spanish, but yo, like a pesos. Oh my God, look at this thing. Ooh. If you guys can see what I see right now, boy. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. Pesos. I believe, and I could be wrong here, so please correct me. But $20 is 300 pesos, right? 20 American dollars is 300 pesos, I believe. So, man, like, we went, what people need to stop depicting, man, Mexico is not like some third world country. You know what I'm saying? Like, most people think that, like, Mexico's poor. Like, they got some, like, you know, hood areas, you know what I'm saying? Urban areas. But for the most part, they got an H&M. They got a Starbucks. They got a McDonald's. They got everything that we got in America. It's just they speak a different language, you know? And I fuck with that. I really do. But, yeah, we came here. We left Monday. We left Monday morning right before that snowstorm hit. So when we arrive, when we get back, I think there's going to be, it might be snowing again. I'm not really sure, but I'm looking forward to getting back, though. You know, I have a lot of, it's nice to, like I said, disengage, but I have a lot of unfinished business that I have to attend to when I get back. Things I need to accomplish and goals that I still have before I can truly feel, you know, worthy of doing things like this and coming on a trip like this, you know, which I do deserve it, but it's just, you know, in order for me to get back, I gotta work hard. You know, you gotta work hard, you gotta play hard, and I played hard. I think I've taken a total of about 30 shots since I've been here, and that's not a flex, okay? That's not a flex, yeah, because that is some shit I would never do back home. I would never do this back home. I would never take that many shots. But while you're here, man, like, you know, and it'd be cool, honestly, because I think I'm gonna try to come back out here. I'm going to be back out here again in May with some friends of mine. Shout out to Dexter for his bachelor party. And I know it's going to be a fucking, just a riot of a time, man. It's always going to be a riot of a time, especially with the group that we got that's going. But I'm going to work hard. I'm going to work hard and I'm going to, you know, make all that shit happen. And I'll be back out here again. Looking like May. So, yeah, it's... The weather's beautiful. The women are beautiful. The people are beautiful. Like, yo, I'm kind of jealous of some of these Mexican cats out here, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? They got the long, wavy hair. You know what I'm saying, man? And they, you know, the skin. You know, it's dope. It's hella dope. Is that a guy out there? Is that one of the... That's a buoy. No, that's a dude out there. That shit is crazy. Out there on the waves and shit. I would never go that far. Although one time, I do remember... When I was in the DR, man, I took some shrooms with one of my homeboys. And shout out to Lou. And, yo, we floated, like, out to, I believe it's called the undercurrent. I can't remember what they're called. But we were so in tune with whatever we were talking about, we lost track of where we were at, and we had to swim back. So it's... It can get trippy out here. The tequila, I'll say this, the tequila out here isn't all that great, man. I got drunk off of two margaritas. Mango margarita when I was, when we were at this place called Tacos E Tequila. Oh my God, look at the bro. The girls out here are just, I cannot stress this enough, man. Like, and get this. A lot of the, like, you obviously you're not going to meet just Americans here. You're going to meet, like, women of all different ethnicities, man. I've never met a Bulgarian woman in my fucking life. And I'm going to tell you what. They're also pretty hot, all right? Straight up. I thought she was Russian, and she almost punched the shit out of me when I said that. But, yeah, man. Listen to those waves, boy. Listen, the waves are talking to me. But, yeah. I'm obviously, you know, I did my time here. I'm doing my time here, and it's just it's gonna be a good time. It's gonna be a good time when I get back too. You know, I'm gonna make sure that I'm working hard and I'm really buckled in. They're buckling down, and they got a big ass ship that's going across the way. And I was gonna bring my WWE Championship belt, man. People treat you differently. Last time I bought that on an international cruise or on a trip. I ended up getting laid on the cruise because of the belt. It was pretty cool, man. I'm not gonna lie. Oh my God, why is she doing that with it too? Ooh, Lord have mercy. But yeah, I thought I'd step away for a little bit, guys, and kind of disengage from the party that's going on right now. And I'm gonna get back to that. So yeah, I hope, man, if you guys ever get an opportunity or a chance to travel, do it. There's so much more in the world. You know, than what's in America. I don't know. I think America's a great place to be. I'm thinking like, shit, Mexico might be the move for me. Shit, I ain't got no girlfriend, no kids. I can see myself living out here. Being able to go to the beach, it's very affordable, you know. We work remote now. You see, everybody's working remote. And, the sand in between my toes. Obviously, you know, I also, real quick, I want to say this and I'm going to get out of here. I understand that Wild Card Weekend is coming up, which is perfect. You know, so, like, when I get back, I get back tomorrow, right? Wild Card Weekend is Saturday, and then you have Sunday, and then the Eagles play on Monday, and then I'm off Monday. Like, yeah, I'm off Monday, too. So, man, it's great. It's great. Life is good. And another four-day week for me. That's what it's going to be. So, that being said, hold up. Here, listen one more time. Yeah, listen to the waves talk to you. The waves are talking. The waves are saying, Christian, get the fuck out of here and take another shot. And, try to rizz up one of these, some of these chicks on the resort. Resort chicks are freaks, man. They are. I'm going to be honest, bro. I'm telling you. Listen, I personally, if my girl ever went on a girls trip to a resort, oh, dude, her shit will be outside when she gets back. I promise. Because, man, it's just so, and that's not an insecurity thing. But, man, bro, I done messed with some girls before that, you know, we follow each other on Instagram. And then, like, all of a sudden, bro, come to find out these chicks got boyfriends back home, husbands. And, yo, that's kind of alarming. Now, it's one thing if we're on the trip together, that's one thing. You know what I'm saying? And me personally, I'm not really one to cheat. Like, I don't even cheat on my barber. You know what I'm saying? So, why cheat on the girl that I like the most, you know, or that I love more than anything? If I had a girl that I love more than anything, you know? Look at this blonde chick. Like, oh boy. All right, the waves are talking. Wait a minute. Hold on. One more time. All right, yes, I understand. They said, all right. Oh, the wave said this is... Wait, hold up. All right. The waves just said this is the Willing to Go Ham podcast. And we out.